podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome to Comedians Talking About Football. Sam Michael here. Been a while, hasn't it? It's good to be back. And as this episode goes out, we are just days away from the new season. We're all very, very excited here. That's right. It's season three of Comedians Talking About Football. It's what every soccer fan is excited about. We've got so many great guests coming up. The likes of Freddie Quinn, Karen Bailey, Trevor Bickles. But nearly as exciting as that. This coming weekend is the start of the 2022-2023 Premier League season, which of course means we are all rushing around quickly, getting our fantasy football teams together, Fantasy Premier League. So what we thought we'd do is do this special episode to kick off the new season with two excellent comedians as guests, Tom Glover and Daniel Fitzhenry, who run the very popular FPL Face-Off podcast. They are obsessed with fantasy football. They're not your average lad, you know, puts together some of the top boys, puts in a Mo Salah, puts in a Trent and all that, and then just gets bored by the league in October and let it just do itself. Now, these guys are in it from start to finish. I've been in leagues with these guys and I don't get anywhere near them. So if you're in a league, maybe if there's a bit of money riding on it, or you got, you know, your office is putting together a league, hopefully this podcast will be interesting for you. They do give away a couple of cheeky tips, a couple of hints for the season ahead. And it's just good to catch up with two comedians talking about football, because as I said, it's been a while since we've had an episode of this podcast. So sit back, relax, and let's enjoy Comedians Talking About Fantasy Football with Tom Glover and Daniel Fitzhenry from the FPL Face-Off podcast.
Football. At the end of the day, football, it's a funny old game.
It's a game of two hours.
Comedians talking about football.
Comedians talking about football.
Comedians talking about football.
So Dan, Tom, how are you guys?
Very good. Thanks for having us on.
That's very good indeed. Very grateful to be here. Nice to see you again.
We started that thing already. Whenever I've got two guests on, one of you has to go first. You're not quite sure. There's always that, like, yeah. Which one should go? So guys, thanks for coming on. Really enjoyed the podcast. Been enjoying it. FPL, Face Off. Available.
That's very kind. Thank you.
In all usual places. Your Apples, your Spotify's, your Amazons, wherever. So I've just wanted to do this episode because, look, I struggle a little bit with fantasy football. More so since I've been doing the official Fantasy Premier League draft. I've got into a group of about nine of us, and I do the draft, which is essentially same rules, but you're only in one of you are allowed to keep a certain player. You can't have the same players, etc. So in a way, it's essentially the early version of what fantasy football was. And I finished bottom of that league three seasons in a row now. So I'm really looking for some advice myself. But it's an exciting time. People are starting to send the groups out. The season's starting a little bit earlier. You're getting invitations left, right, and centre. I know people are already starting to kind of favourite players that they want to keep in. Well, first of all, are you excited for the season to come back, coming a bit earlier, sort of early August?
Well, we say early, but me and Fitz are starved of fantasy football at this point because it's been, a month without any football now, fantasy-wise, and we've got another month to go. The game was launched last week, but it's still a month away. We're ready and raring to go, especially with no men's internationals this summer because Qatar has robbed us of that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think similarly to Tom, very, very excited for the season. Tom's probably a little bit more excited from a football point of view as he's a Tottenham fan and I'm a Man United fan. But it's interesting you said about the FPL draft. I've never played that before, but actually I'm going to play that for the first time this season. I'm really looking forward to it because it's quite different, isn't it? Obviously, you have to kind of have a group, and obviously the Salahs, the Haalands, your Canes, they're going to be the pick of the bunch, and someone is going to end up with, well, last year would have been Tony Martial, that would have been one of the worst picks, but hopefully this year he'll be brilliant. We'll see.
Well, that's the traditional American way of playing fantasy games, isn't it? You'd get you'd all meet up in someone's garage and you'd pick your American footballers. That's how they do it over there, as far as I'm aware. But I don't have enough friends to play the draft version.
Do you know you've got to pick at the same time? You all have to set a time and do it live. It's exciting. Really frustrating. And if your internet goes at that point, it can be awful. My tip is, first team's tip's going to come from me. Sorry, guys, I've called you on for tips, but first one's going to come from me.
No, good.
If you favourite certain players, and you that means it will automatically pick those favourites in the order that you've picked them. So if your internet goes, for example, or you can't get online, so you've decided to do one at like 8 p.m. tonight, but you can't get to it for whatever reason. If you've got the first pick of Salah and you end up going first, it will automatically pick Salah for you. So that's always good.
That is good to know.
With the Fantasy League in general, as you guys have said, you've been starved of it for 2 months, but you guys are really into it. If you listen to their podcast, which I very much recommend, you know that you guys are real fanatics. You've been doing this a long time now. So surely around this time, you're starting to scout certain players. You're looking at the transfer window. You're already in your head picking out maybe a possible 4 or 5 players. I'll start with you, Fitz. Who you got your eye on at the moment?
Yeah. So template-wise, there's some really kind of strong templates already. It's interesting you said about playing it for a long time. Tom will tell you of his kind of record when he speaks in just a moment. But in terms of the template, I've been playing it for about 10 years. So I absolutely love it. Have started to take it a little bit more seriously, probably in the last couple of years. But obviously the big guns this year are your Salahs, your Haalands. Haaland is a really interesting shout because he's currently 65% owned, or was when I last checked a couple of days ago. And that's interesting because he's new to the league. Normally they pay a bit of a Bundesliga tax. Everyone who played, I think it was last year, wasn't it, Timo Werner, or maybe even the season before,
I don't know.
And everyone wanted Timo Werner. He was going to be the boy. And obviously he did a Timo Werner in a Chelsea shirt and did absolutely nothing. So it will be interesting to see. But with Haaland at such a high ownership, it's a brave man who goes against it, or brave man or woman or person, of course, who goes against him because if he does really kind of hit the ground running and you're not on him, then you're in big trouble. Salah and Haaland are two of the big boys. I've also got my eye on Son. I think you've got to, really, because he just had such a fantastic start. Such a fantastic season last season. And while he's more expensive than he was last year, he's definitely one to keep an eye on for sure. What about you, Tom?
Yes. Well, as you say, we are very much keeping an eye on transfers and we are making draft teams more than you will ever know, Sam. It's completely pointless at this time of the season, obviously, because people get injured, people come into form in the preseason friendlies. We're keeping an eye on the preseason friendlies, but as Fitz says, the main players everyone wants, Mo Salah, that is your perma captain. If you're in the draft, that's the player you're going to pick first because he's such a good fantasy performer. He's so reliable, but he is going to be challenged this season by Erling Haaland, we all think. So Salah and Haaland are the two big names. And then it's whether or not you can squeeze in a Son or a Kane alongside him. But then in FPL, I've only played it one season because that was the point of the podcast. I used to play Sky Fantasy Football. Mm. Fitz played FPL and we came together to challenge each other at either game. And I won both. I don't mean to...
It was fairly even.
We're talking facts. So I finished in the top 10K in FPL. So I finished about 5.5K last season.
Out of 9 million.
About 9 million.
Yeah.
Where were you, Fitz, in the end?
He rarely mentions it, though. I took a punt on the last day and it didn't really work out. So I was aiming for the top 100K, but I finished at about 180K, I think. So, you know, still top 2%, but not quite good enough.
Oh, mate.
But what really hurts is that there is the Southwest Comedians Mini League in FPL. And Fitz never told me about it because he was living in fear from the very start of the podcast. It wasn't until halfway through that I realised it ever existed, and I would have been storming it in that league. But no, I never got to take my crown as the winner of the Comedians Premier League FPL champion. Was that you? Who won that in the end? Was that you, Fitz?
I wouldn't like to comment, but yeah, I think so.
It was you. I was about to say I was in that league. I think I finished somewhere in the middle, so middle to bottom. But you know, a nice safe space. You know what I mean? Like a nice easygoing season. You know, we were just happy to stay up. But yeah, I know Fitz, you finished top of that league a couple of times, so we're gonna have to get Tom in this season.
Yes, get me in, get me involved. It may be beginner's luck with my first season, so we have to wait and see, because I had a very strong start last year, and then I just never sort of dropped away. But you can very easily have a bad first game where you can be 4 or 5 million in the world, and then it can be a lot harder to claw it back, as I'm told. But yeah, in terms of scouting, at the moment, we all know who the big players are, everyone likes. What we're looking for as the seasoned professionals is the budget players, the 4 million defender, the 4.5 million midfielder, the 4.5 million striker who may get a game. So at the moment, I'm looking at Nico Williams is on his way to Nottingham Forest. He's a 4 million defender who looks like he'd be playing every game.
I think
he's signed now, so he'll be getting probably playing every game. So that's a guaranteed 2 points, you'd think, in every game, which is what you need from a 4 million defender. 4.5 million midfielder, I like the look of Josh De Silva at Brentford, who didn't really play much last year, but has already scored in pre-season. And according to Brentford fans, is like a big name who they expect to do well. And then up front, Greenwood at Leeds is 4.5 million. And we don't really know what Leeds are going to look like without Rafinha there. And Bamford seems to be permanently injured these days. So he's a potential 4.5 million striker. And I can see as I'm speaking to you, Sam, Fitz is taking notes on his phone, just getting those names in. He's changing his draft, just getting those players in.
I was merely having a look at the FPL app to try and offer some counter options to what you said there. But I think Tom's mentioned a few kind of good names, and I think that's a good strategy, because you know you are going to try generally to have as much quality in there as possible. You can't have Salah, Haaland, Kane, Son, De Bruyne. It's just not possible. So those kind of cheaper players, the enablers, are really important. And there's talk of Delap from City. He's 4.5 million. There's talk of him going somewhere, which will be interesting, because you'd think he would be a starter. And
I was going to mention about the certain players who sometimes have an interesting season. So we did have the Calvert-Lewin season, for example. Same with Bamford, you mentioned, had a cracking season. And then sometimes they can just drop off from nowhere. And they're normally a sort of cheapish kind of option. And then the following year, it might up their price a bit. Danny Ings is another example when he went to Aston Villa. Is there anyone, this is going on a bit more of a negative note, anyone you think people might be keen to go on, but you actually think are going to be a bit of a flop this season? And taking into account, of course, some players have moved around. So you've got Richarlison, for example, going to Spurs. You've got Sterling going to Chelsea. You know, are they going to make a move that's going to bring them a lot of goals? Or is it going to be similar to kind of a Dele Alli going to Everton, could just be a real flop season gone for them?
Well, I think you want to look for those transfers that are going to happen now, because all the players have been priced up. So Sterling was priced at 10 million as a sort of Man City rotation option, and he's now going to be, you'd think, starting every game for Chelsea. So Sterling is someone who looks good value for money now. Rafinha's priced at 7 million. He could move to Chelsea as well, so suddenly he could become good value there. You mentioned one, Calvert-Lewin at 8 million. He's sort of overpriced. You have to look at the players that how they're priced more than whether they're going to deliver. It's whether they deliver for their value, basically. And the strikers really didn't do that last season. There was no one other than Kane really performed as a striker. You'd have been better off just having like Emmanuel Dennis and Teemu Pukki all season and just putting all your money in defence. In a community at the moment, getting a big defence, spending all your money on defence seems to be the template, what everyone's going towards. So getting Trent, Robertson, James, Chilwell, Perisic at Tottenham, Cancelo at City, getting those guys in who are consistently playing. They're going to get clean sheets. They're going to get attacking returns. They're more safer picks, especially at the start of the season.
I think to answer your question about who could potentially not kind of hit the ground running, I'd like to say Darwin Núñez. I think it's a different league for him. Obviously, he plays for Liverpool. unfortunately, I think I'm probably wrong there. I think that playing in a Klopp team, you know, I think that he will do pretty well this season. But obviously, I wouldn't be disappointed if that wasn't the case. In terms of kind of perhaps under the radar picks, I'm obviously very biased, he says in his Man United shirt, but I think the fact that we've got Ten Hag in could really lead to a bit of a turnaround in Man United's fortunes. I certainly hope it does. But we've got players like Marcus Rashford, who since his penalty miss, which was a year ago, careful not to timestamp too much, my apologies. But since Marcus Rashford, he's had a terrible season last season, and he has had a 3 million price drop in FPL, which is massive. It's one of the biggest kind of price drops that's ever happened. So he's available for 6.5 million as a midfielder. And you think if he kind of hits the ground running, he could be an absolute bargain really early doors. And yeah, I don't mind sharing that he's in my draft at the moment.
Yeah, I think a lot of the Man U players are actually really cheap this season. Like if they do have a turnaround, you got Van der Beek's 5.5 million as well. Van der Beek's played for Ten Hag. You'd think that he'd fancy him. He could come in and change his fortunes around. And Bruno Fernandes has dropped to 10 million. And if Ronaldo goes out the door somewhere, then Bruno's going to be the main man again at 10 million on penalties for United is great value as well. But I think they're a sort of wait and see. You sort of need to see if they do hit the ground running. Their fixtures aren't great early on, so it's a bit of a risk to go with them from the first game. But I mean, if Rashford's scoring goals in pre-season, he might be worth a risk at 6.5 million.
Interesting. Very interesting. And you mentioned someone a minute ago, a bit of I like to think as an FPL legend, which is Pookie. I think he sat as many people's third choice striker for many, not just this season, but the one before then. Now, looking at the teams that went up from the Championship and the season just gone, that's Fulham, Bournemouth and Nottingham Forest. Are there any players there you've got your eyes on coming up next season? Now, of course, the three teams that come up are normally very, very cheap. You're not often going to find a player in there over kind of 6 million. So anyone you've got your eye on from there? Because by the time people have picked their top sort of players, they've got in their Salahs, Kane and Son or whatever, they sometimes start looking at these kind of players that come up. They've got maybe, you know, 12 million left to spend on two players or even 10 million. Anyone you got your eye on from there?
Yeah, I think Tom mentioned Nico Williams earlier. I think he could be a really good signing for Nottingham Forest. I think there's talk of Nat Phillips as well, possibly going to one of the promoted teams. I think he was at Bournemouth. From an attacking perspective, I mentioned Andreas Pereira for Fulham, but Dominic Solanke is 6 million. And he was the talisman, you know, the main man for Bournemouth last season. So he is someone definitely to keep an eye on. He's on penalties. So, you know, you'd think that if Bournemouth do what they could do, they're playing nice football now under Scott Parker, he could be one to watch. And 6 million, you know, it allows you to have potentially a Haaland and Solanke and then a 4.5 mid, and then you've still a 4.5 or 5 striker, and you've still got budget to spend. But yeah, definitely one to keep an eye on.
How about you, Tom?
Yeah, I'm not really looking at many of them, to be honest, because all three of the promoted teams have got terrible opening starts of the season. So Bournemouth have got City, Arsenal and Liverpool in their first four. Ooh. Fulham start at home to Liverpool. Forest have got Newcastle away on the first day of the season, which is not going to be fun. And then they've got Tottenham and City in the first five as well. So I think they're all sort of a wait and see. It'll really be, for me, the sort of budget players like Nico Williams at 4 million. If I want to go with four defenders at the back and just have him as a first sub, or potentially a second striker like Brennan Johnson at Forest at 5.5 million, possibly. A lot of people are keen on Mitrovic at 6.5 million because he scored so many goals in the Championship.
43 last season, yeah.
Yeah, which is mad. And even if he did half that in the Premier League at 6.5 million, that's good value. But I don't really like backing players that have just been promoted. I like to see those teams and see how they fit in the Premier League, because the way you play in the Championship doesn't always suit the Premier League. And we've seen Mitrovic sort of fail in the Premier League in the past under a different manager and a different style, admittedly. But I think I'd want to wait and see how he does.
I'm quite interested to see Knockhart. I think that's a player I'm going to be keeping my eye on. I always struggle with the midfield. I kind of start with strikers and defenders and end up kind of wasting my money in the midfield. But Knockhart, I think. Do you know how much he's going for at the moment?
I don't. That's not someone who's been on my radar at the moment. The trouble is this season, or I don't know if it's a trouble, but the players are priced so nicely that you don't really need to look at the more obscure players. Like a popular player at the moment is Pedro Neto at Wolves, 5.5 million in midfield. He's sort of playing as a second striker there. He's their most attacking threat, to be honest. Wolves have got a great start to the season, Leeds and Fulham. And at 5.5 million, it feels it would be a waste to go and look at a midfielder at Bournemouth who you've no idea whether they're going to perform, someone like Philip Billing. And as Fitz already mentioned, Marcus Rashford at 6.5, Van der Beek at 5.5. There's great cheap options around to not want to go with someone who I've not seen play in the Premier League before.
Well, my final thing that's
All I was going to say was thank you. All I was going to say was part of the challenge, if you like, is in going with the template team to a point, because you know if millions of people have got a certain number of players, then if you don't have them, then you risk kind of falling behind. But it's also as you say, kind of finding those little differentials, those little gems that hopefully no one else has found over the past few seasons. This 4 million defender, you know, a few years ago it was Wan-Bissaka at Crystal Palace. He went on to have a really great season, got lots of attacking and defensive returns. Lord Lundstrom for Sheffield United, he was a defender that was playing as a midfielder that was scoring every couple of games. So yeah, it's finding that little gem, and Nico Williams could be the one this year.
Oh wow!
When you get really nerdy into it as well, you've got to look at effective ownership. So, like Fitz says about the template, there's a lot of players that everyone has. So, like Mo Salah will have over 100% effective ownership almost every game. So, essentially, if you own Mo Salah and don't captain him, you will drop in rank if he scores a goal, because there'll be so many people that captain him that they will jump ahead of you in the leaderboard. So, you can own him. And he can score a hat trick, and that can cost you points because there's more people that captain him than don't own him. So you have to look at those really popular players, and if you want to stay in touch early on, you really need to have them in your side just to avoid falling behind early on and never being able to claw it back.
Brilliant. And my last question in relation to tips for the FPL, and that is everybody's last pick when it comes to the team. Who would you guys have as your second goalkeeper?
Ooh, great shout. So there's a couple of different schools of thought, really. I'll try and keep it brief, but there's a couple of different schools of thought in terms of your keeper budget, because you've got options, really. You could go for a 6 million keeper like Edison, although is Edison 5.5 this season? I can't remember, actually, but
yeah, the most expensive keeper's 5.5 this season.
5.5, yeah. So it's changed a little bit. But in theory, most of the time, the second keeper or the keepers are kind of there or thereabouts. So there's not that much benefit to having an Edison at 5.5 or 6 or whatever. But for me, my second keeper at the moment is Dean Henderson for Forest. I've got him paired up with David Raya at Brentford. They've got quite nice alternating fixtures, and that means I've spent 4.5 million on the two keepers, but I know that both of those keepers will play.
And for me, it will be whichever 4 million keeper I think is most likely to play. So I don't want to spend any money on goalkeepers. I have a 4.5 million keeper that will play as my number one, and then a 4 million keeper who plays for a team that's not popular. So I'm not going to block myself from getting an outfield player. So at the moment, I've got it stuck on Paolo Gazzaniga at Fulham, because I'm a Spurs fan. He used to play for Spurs. And yeah, he a bit of a loyalty to an ex-Spurs player.
I like it. That's two different paths of thought there. And that works very well to talk about the podcast itself, which is, of course, FPL Face Off. Now, obviously, as I said, guys, go and listen to this podcast. And it runs weekly, of course, throughout the season.
That's correct. Right. Hopefully, we'll be recording every Monday.
Fantastic stuff, guys. And where did that all come about to decide to do it? I know you're both big football fantasy fans, fantasy football fans. And of course, you've both been competing, as we've now heard, for many years. What finally made you guys decide to make the podcast?
I think it's something that we'd kind of discussed a few times. Tom and I have got together a number of times, and it was something that was kind of in the back of our minds for a while. And ultimately, we were kind of looking for a bit of a niche, I suppose, and the niche turned out to be two comedians talking about fantasy football. And then just as we kind of, I think we recorded our first episode, and then I found on Twitter that Matt Ford and John Richardson, yeah. who were two slightly more known comedians, had literally released a podcast called Comedians Playing FPL. And we're like, brilliant, good. We didn't want to kind of have our niche work straight away. So
but we are much better at fantasy football than they are, at least, if much less successful in real life.
I was going to ask if you're comparing your scores to theirs. I was going to check in on that.
There's no comparison, much like our careers.
So the good thing is, of course, guys, that you have picked up a following, and you actually had like a meetup, didn't you?
Yeah. So that's not so much. That's not all of our listeners meeting up, unfortunately. That would be nice. It's just there's a really good community of people who play FPL who are very intense about the game, much more so than us even. And it's nice to meet up with like-minded people who are actually interested on who got the assist when a goal goes in. Because often if you play FPL, you're sat at home, you've got a partner, you've got kids who have no interest in what you're doing whatsoever. Yep. And yeah. It's nice to be in a room of people that do care.
Excellent. Now, if that is you, you're thinking, yeah, that's me at home. I'm the one who has to tell my wife, look, I've just picked up this amazing striker, whatever. She doesn't care. Then do indeed get onto this podcast. As I said, it's everywhere. You can you whack a podcast in your ears. FPL Face Off, Dan Fitzhenry and Tom Glover. Thank you so much for coming on this evening, guys. Now, my last question to you both, just one answer, of course. Who is your first pick for your squad this season? Dan, start with you.
It pains me because I'm a Man United fan, and whichever option I go for is either Liverpool or City. But the one player who's definitely in my team at the moment is Haaland.
Haaland. And that is a man saying that wearing a Man United shirt. Absolutely love it. Yeah. You couldn't make it up. And how about you, Tom?
It's very boring, but it will be Mo Salah, because you have to have him in FPL. And he always delivers on the opening day of the season, and he's playing Fulham away. They always seem to end up playing a newly promoted side, and he often gets a hat-trick against them. So, yeah, it'd be Mo Salah.
Love it. And, guys, go and follow them on Twitter. So it's FPL.
That's it. FPL Face-Off. Face-off.
That's the one. Yeah, go find them on Twitter, FPL Face-Off. Join the community. Join in the league as well. And maybe I'm going to get a fantasy football league together for comedians talking about football as well. Maybe you guys can come in and just ruin that league for everyone as well.
Absolutely.
You can just fight for the top place. Guys, thanks again.
We'd love to.
And good luck for the season.
Cheers,
thank
mate.
You. Thank you for having us.
A huge thanks once again to Dan and Tom from the FPL Face Off podcast. And if you are interested in fantasy football, you'll be happy to know, as mentioned in that chat, we have started a league for listeners of this podcast. The link to it is in the description that accompanies this podcast, whether you're on Apple, Spotify, wherever. Just go to the description and you'll find a link to it there. Come join us and see if you can beat Dan or Tom. I might maybe do a prize if anybody finishes above them. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, the link is just there. You can also get a link to the new Fantasy Football League for this season on our social media pages. And we have the same handle for both Instagram and Twitter. You can follow us on there, where you'll also find out when the latest episodes are out. And the handle is @ComTalkFootyPod. That's @ComTalkFootyPod. Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. We'd really appreciate it. So the next episode kicks off season 3 proper. And we are going to be talking to Dave Bibby all about Liverpool FC. Do join us for the new series. I'm very, very excited. And I hope you enjoy the 2022-2023 football season, whoever you support. Until next time, I've been Sam Michael. I'll catch you soon.
football. At the end of the day, football. It's a funny old game. Comedians talking about football.
Comedians talking about football.
Comedians talking about football.
Sports Social Podcast Network.